Jack Mullahan, Mullahan, Jack is the first name, patient's date of birth, 12/27/1926, date of visit, 1/24/2013. Clinical information, he's an 85 years old, right hand dominant Caucasian man who has had low back pain off and on for quite some time. For a number of years, it has become worse recently. He has also had numbness and weakness of both lower extremities, also on the left side. He has had cramps in both lower extremities. But the patient has a significant cervical myelopathy, which is related to a weakness of both lower extremities, much more so on the left side. But he has also had considerable swelling of both lower extremities. But next paragraph, examination, he had diffuse weakness in both lower extremities, much more so on the left side than the right side. Third, muscle tone was increased, the muscle bulk reduced, no physical issues were noted. He had severe edema in both lower extremities. The third sensory examination could not be reliably performed. However, he had significant distal sensory loss, both lower extremities. He was unable to ambulate unassisted. He had some tenous palpation lumbar region. Next paragraph. Nerve conduction is the peroneal, tibial, and sural lobes are tested in each lower extremity. Superficial peroneal and sural sensory responses were elicited bilaterally. Peroneal motor responses could not be elicited at, could not be obtained at ankles bilaterally. Third, peroneal motor latencies were normal at popliteal fossa in the hand, but amplitudes were reduced. Third, tibial motor response could not be elicited on either side. Next paragraph, electromyographic study, only limited resection of the left lower extremity could be performed. Third. Recruitment and interference pattern were reduced. Third. No fibrillation potentials or positive sharp rows were noted in limb muscles. Third, paraspinal lumbar muscles could not be tested as the patient was unable to roll over and position himself comfortably. Third, next paragraph impression, limited study. The possibility of cervical external lumbar subarticulopathy could not be entirely excluded. However, there was evidence for severe external type peripheral neuropathy. Third, he had already had workup for peripheral neuropathy. He likely has significant personal stenosis. Third, he will continue tramadol and Neurontin. He will have physical therapy. He will have his office in a few weeks. Third,